Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I am joined today by Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. How are you doing today, Brent?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
I am doing just fine. So let me just tell you, I got my electric bill on February 25th because I got mine in my email.
Same here. So, I mean,
and apparently we're ahead of the crowd.
Yeah, there was an issue. We did get them all prepared on time and we got them sent on time. There was an issue a little bit beyond our circumstances. There may have been an issue with some of them. Our bills are not moisture sealed, they're pressure sealed.
Okay.
And our machine is getting older. It's 8 or 9 years old. But usually our ladies are separating the in from the out of town. Okay. So they handle a lot of those bills, and from time to time they do notice issues. It's possible that some of those may have left and not been properly sealed. Either way, what we've done on our end is made an adjustment to take care of that, as well as explore the possibility of replacing that machine with one so that we can eliminate any problems from our end.
Right.
Certain other things are still beyond our control no matter what we do. But since you mentioned the email, that's a great thing for people. You don't have to worry about if there's an issue on our end, post office, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Something in between.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it, and you're going to get it early.
Right.
Those people that, of course, you know, it's the 10th. It's the due date. But if you still haven't gotten your bill and you don't know what it is, please call the city or come visit us, and we'll make sure that you have that.
Okay. All right. And then they had the big mapping meeting on Saturday. How'd that go?
Yeah, it went well. I think it went really well. I would have liked to have seen a few more people there, mm-hmm. but there was a good number, and you got to start somewhere. And I think it's exciting to see members of the community that are excited about doing things to help Fairfield move forward.
Okay.
Again, while the city was involved in this is not necessarily the city of Fairfield as a public body initiative. This is really the community of Fairfield and its members that we really want to drive these efforts. So, if you want to know more, or you weren't able to be there, or you want to know how you can help, contact myself and we'll get you plugged in.
Okay. All right. We will talk about tonight's city council meeting in just a few moments with Mayor Brent McGuire. So stay tuned here to WFIW.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window, and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people. Hey, it's Dave Ramsey. Join us for the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 4, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We are talking about tonight's city council meeting, which will start with public hearing at 5:50 this evening at Chamber.
Yes, at the City Hall.
City Hall, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're all close there together.
Yeah, Chamber office is right next door.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the public hearing about?
So that's rezoning property along Northwest 7th, I think 206 and 208. Northwest 7th are the addresses there. Jewel Pool purchased that property. It used to be city's property. Sold it. And she is wanting to rezone it from, an R2 to a, I can't remember if it's a B1 or B2. Let me look at my notes real quick, as I forgot. To a B1.
Okay.
And I think for the purpose of storage facility.
Oh, okay. So like a... Yeah, in the words.
Like a multi-unit storage. Yeah.
Right. Self-storage.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, so. Okay. All right. And then we'll go in there on North 7th Street, right?
If it were to be granted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so then we get into the regular business meeting, and you're going to hear about the census.
Yes, and you're probably hearing more and more. I won't spend a lot of time today on it, but the 2020 census is very important. Because bottom line is that how many people that are counted as being in Fairfield translates into dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We get so much in federal and state money, and it's estimated that in Wayne County alone, that only about 80% of the people were counted in 2010, which resulted in the loss of about $250,000 per year for Wayne County. So $2.5 million total. And then you just do a rough estimate. We don't know specifically what it was for Fairfield, but you do 250 and you figure Fairfield's roughly a third of the population of the county.
Correct.
So now you're talking 80-some-odd thousand dollars per year, you know, that the city lost. And we don't want to continue to lose anymore. We want to make sure we have accurate count. It also, a lot of other programs that people use, you know, from WIC to, you know, to public aid to housing. I mean, all kinds of programs, those dollars are tied to population count. Mm-hmm. And so we're partnering with the Wayne County Health Department to do what we can to make sure people understand the importance of it. And people might hear something from the city here before too long. We might offer some kind of incentive to make sure that people get their census taken care of.
Okay. All right. Then the discussion of the electrical system planning study.
Yeah. So several months ago, you know, we started having this discussion about some of the problems with the system. And, you know, we've been exploring different options. Do we maintain ownership? Do we potentially sell it to someone else? How do we work through those issues? We have a contract, this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is we needed to know the exact extent of the work that needed to be done, what that was going to translate into dollars and time, and what the priority was. And so we have that study that's completed. I forwarded it to the council about a week ago for them to review. We'll have the engineers there to discuss it with us Tuesday night so we can formulate a plan of action and what are our next steps.
Okay, and that's just discussion.
Yes.
At this point.
All
right, then you're going to talk about the airport.
Yes, so we recently completed a fuel farm project, which in summary is it's a pay at the pump.
Okay.
So when people fly in, we don't have to have someone, an attendant on duty.
Right.
They can actually fuel, as long as they have a debit or credit card, they can fuel themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it lessens the after hours call outs that we have, also provides a convenience you know, for the customer. In addition to that, Farmer Air is actually sold to another company recently.
Oh, really?
So we're wanting to enter into an ag operations agreement with that individual.
Okay.
Who hopes to get much, if not all, of the contracts that were under Farm Air. And the person already had some other contracts elsewhere. So we might actually see some increase in the amount of operations that are based out of Fairfield.
Oh, okay. All right. And then the discussion of the Joint Review Board, that sounds impressive. The
yes.
Joint Review Board came in.
So that's related to the TIF.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I know this is, you know, most of the public is prior to aware of this, but, you know, the city has basically decided that we are going to distribute funds to the taxing bodies, a payment this year before the end of our fiscal year, so before April 30th, and then another payment probably November, December, whenever we start getting our first installment of taxes.
Okay.
And that was, you know, we had approved a project for the high school. Come to find out, we can't really do it that way. We wanted to honor that agreement, so we figured out, okay, if we distributed the $200,000 to the high school, what would be all the other taxing bodies' pro rata distribution, and we proposed that to them. And again, we want to do that, you know, basically of the $200,000, the high school to get a, you know, half of that this year, and then all the other taxing bodies, their pro rata this year, and then they would all receive a similar payment, like I said, in November.
In November, when tax money starts to flow in.
Yes, and then from that point on, what we would do is we would treat the surplus as the statute treats it, so that at the end of a fiscal year, if there is indeed money left over that's not earmarked for any future projects or it's not already committed to another redevelopment agreement, we would then distribute that what's actually left over, not earmarked, amongst the taxing bodies on a pro rata basis.
All right. So bridge building, huh?
We think so. Okay. And it was a good meeting. I think all the taxing bodies, you know, they've been really patient, and I appreciate, you know, them working with us and helping us, you know, come to this resolution.
Okay. All right, we are talking with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We're talking about tonight's City Council meeting. It starts at 5:50 in City Council Chambers at the corner of 2nd and Court Street.
Yes.
And we will be back in just a few moments.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said He must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh, running America.
Loved by many.
If I am talk radio, you have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire, and we are talking about tonight's City Council meeting. Starts at 5:50 with the public hearing, and we are up to the approval of redevelopment agreements. You've got several redevelopment agreements to talk about.
So this came out of a TIF committee meeting a few weeks back, and one of them involves the former Larry Moore insurance building.
Okay.
Andrew Gifford purchased that, and he has plans to gut and renovate that to do much similar to what he did with the other building he purchased. Business space downstairs, and then rental or apartments upstairs.
Oh, okay.
And so the committee recommended to approve, I think it's about $80,000 or so total project. The TIF committee recommends that we approve $24,000 of that
All
project.
Right. Okay, and then
the next one has to do with the former Amy Sweet Gallery building. They had a purchaser. There was an issue with some raw sewage backup, and and there was some cleanup, and I think some mold issue with that, and that was just shy of $5,300 for that project, and so the TIF committee actually approved 100% of that because it was an environmental issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're recommending that to the council. And then the last one has to do with Black's Fashion Flower. They've already completed this work, if I'm not mistaken. I think they were kind of put on hold when we kind of were going through our things and not approving any projects.
Right.
But they had, and maybe it's not all completed, I can't recall for sure. But anyway, they were going to do some facade work. They were doing some work on their coolers, their exterior mm-hmm. doors. The total project was slightly over $12,000,
mm-hmm.
and the TIF committee has recommended that we approve paying $4,100 out of TIF towards that project.
Okay.
So those are the private redevelopment projects.
Okay, and then apparently we need a storm sewer project on here in Fairfield.
Yeah, so the 300 block of West Main, we noticed that some standing water and other issues there, and actually I guess moving in the two and 300 block really, and so what we're looking at is the intersection of Northwest Sankin and Main Street. There was an issue there with the concrete lid, as well as the storm sewer manhole on the south side of Main Street there, right in front of kind of where the chop shop is.
Yeah.
And so we had an engineer take a look at that. We had B&T Drainage, actually, who's doing the other water line replacement work, take a look at it. And they estimated that it shouldn't cost more than $11,000 to take care of both of those, which should allow drainage to occur better there to hopefully mitigate some of the flooding issues. And so the TIF committee has recommended that that project be approved by the council.
Oh, okay. All righty. So let me ask you a question about the new water lines.
Yeah.
They're not all hooked up yet, are they? But soon?
Well, they think they should be.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding they are because...
Okay, sometimes I see... I noticed the other day when I was driving through town, some corners have two fire hydrants on them.
Oh yeah, so some of those probably have not been
yanked yet.
As far as actual customers go,
customers should be connected.
Done. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they will. They will have to do something regarding the fire hydrants, though.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
And, all right.
Approval of street resurfacing for the connecting roads, and there's a couple of items.
Yeah, we have several items related to that. Again, DOT is coming in next year, hopefully earlier. And it's probably not going to be till spring or summer, just
right.
because asphalt and
they
don't really make asphalt during the winter time. But anyway, they're supposed to resurface about 2.1 miles of road, on both Main and Delaware, and so we're responsible for the parking lanes, curbs, and partially responsible for the intersections.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to become ADA compliant. That's a shared cost with the state. But anyway, it's about a $650,000. cost for the city, and we want to pay for that with TIF monies because it's eligible for that. So the committee is recommending that the council approve that. In conjunction with that, and again, we're not sure if this is going to happen before, during, after, or how it'll be coordinated, but we think it makes sense to go ahead and the connecting roads, in other words, the roads between Maine and Delaware, we might as well resurface those at the same time because they are in need of it.
Okay.
I think the only one that we're not going to resurface is 10th Street because it's fairly, it's been done fairly recently.
And First.
First we can't do because it's technically Route 45.
Right.
But that's about a $433,000 project.
Okay.
So you're looking at, that's almost $1.1 million that the city is going to be putting into, street resurfacing and infrastructure. And then one thing that's not on our agenda, but you will see, and hopefully in another one or two, is we're probably going to spend about $500,000 on other side streets.
Okay.
North Street, Southwest 6th Street, Northwest 10th, and a portion of Mount Vernon Road this spring/summer. You're talking $1.5, $1.6 million of road improvements that are much needed that we're going to get done in this next 18 months.
Okay.
So.
All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire talking about tonight's city council meeting. Starts at 5:50 at City Hall, and you are more than welcome to appear at that meeting. But we'll find out more about the meeting in just a few moments. Still got a few items on the agenda.
I'm Mike Greith, and I get 2 minutes every morning. The goal is to make you think about a local, state, or national story. I give you my honest take, and it always contains my opinion. You may not agree. That's okay. Good people can disagree on issues and still be respectful. I love it when my commentary spawns a good debate. Talk isn't always cheap. It plays weekdays here on the station listened to, not just heard. Thank you for listening.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire. We're talking about tonight's city council meeting. Starts at 5:50 with a public hearing at City Hall. And, all right, we've got just a couple more items on the agenda. Of course, prom is coming up.
Yes, it is.
When is it? Because it's a mystery
to me. It is Saturday, April 25th.
Okay, April 25th.
Uh-huh.
All right. So plan on it right now.
Yes.
Get your seats in front of the Elks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's never too early to start.
To stake out your area.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the next item, the rezoning request for 206 and 208?
That's the one we mentioned that we're having the public hearing on earlier. So, yeah, they're requesting it to be rezoned from an R2 to a B1 to allow a multi-unit self-storage facility.
Okay. And then... then a couple of discussion items are on complete the agenda, right?
Yeah, and these are follow-up from last meeting. I wasn't able to be at the last one because I was some impending snow and ice weather in Springfield, and I was supposed to be for a conference there. I didn't want to drive in late that night, and so I left earlier in the day and was not available for this discussion. And I understand that there were a few items that need clarification, so we're just going to have hopefully a briefer discussion just to clarify what direction we're going when it comes to our drug and alcohol policy.
Okay.
And that's related. We already, our gas department currently is required to submit to random drug testing through the ICC, but in our IBEW contract, which is for about 44 of the city's employees, we have requested random drug testing. And so this drug and alcohol policy is related to that.
Okay.
And then the other discussion item is regarding the Economic Development Committee. At the end of this fiscal year, April 30th, the Fairfield Wayne County Area Development Commission will no longer exist.
Right.
But we will have this development committee in place. And in essence, it consists of seven community members that are people that either reside in Fairfield or own and operate a business in Fairfield.
Okay.
That sit on that that committee, an advisory committee, along with our current economic development director and a council member who is a representative of the industrial committee.
Okay.
And so I think there was some clarification that they wanted on, whether or not people had to reside in town, and they don't,
right,
as long as they own or operate a business in town.
Operate out of town.
Yeah, and so we're gonna we have an application for people who want to be part of that, and I've actually had a few people pick some up already.
Okay,
and I would encourage more people to do that. So that we can review those, and we want a diverse group of people representing a lot of different sectors, business sectors.
All right,
The first, 90 to 120 days are probably going to be most crucial, because I would like to have them develop a strategic plan for economic development for the city, because we don't currently have one.
Right.
And I think, just like the mapping taught us as a community how important it is to have a vision and work towards that, I think the same thing goes when it comes to the city's economic development. We need a vision. We need a strategy. We need a plan on how we're going to do that.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other things going on. Any word yet on the water tower?
No, I'm still waiting on a couple things. Number one, the money to be released from the state, from their capital bill.
Right.
And then also to hear back from a couple agencies that might be able to provide
help
some money
out
regarding that.
Okay. Have you heard anything on Casey's?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not. I wish I had.
Okay. How about Dollar Tree?
I would say before too long. I don't have a date, but I'd say before too long you'll start seeing some work going on.
Some construction out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. some demolition first. As far as I can recall, we've done everything on our end.
Right.
We've approved the rezone, the annexation. We approved the helping with them on their sewer extension. Mm-hmm. So I would anticipate that we would probably see something before the end of the month.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's talk about what are the plans that are in the works. Do you have anything you're just starting to work on for the city? Is the city council working on something?
Well, we're always working
on a project. You're always working on bringing somebody to town.
Yes.
So,
do we have anything that people aren't already somewhat aware of?
No, I was wondering if there are any projects that you're like, well, now we can get around to this one because we're getting the water line straightened out. That's almost done. We've got the road work coming up. We're almost approving all that. What's next on the agenda?
Well, there's several things. Obviously, as I mentioned before, this spring or summer, you're going to see, side streets that are being resurfaced,
right?
That are much needed. We have a lot of them, unfortunately, that need to be done. But there's only so much money to go around, and most of those aren't in TIF, so that we have limited funds to do that. But people are going to see those being done. We're going to continue to see us. I mean, still trying to work on the lakeside issue.
Okay.
To see what can we do there? How can we partner with the park district to make something happen there?
Mm-hmm.
I think you start to hear. Really, we haven't talked about Atkinson Forest in a while, but I'm trying to meet with some representatives from DNR to find out a solution that kind of meets everyone's wants, from the private sector to the public sector, and see how we can do a partnership there in doing something. Because I think there is benefit to that, and the city just wants to continue to do things that help improve the quality of life so that we can encourage people to remain living here and hopefully encourage some other people to live here. And, and as we grow in number and improve quality of life, that can attract other things when it comes to businesses and such.
Okay.
So,
all right. So work is still being done on Atkinson Forest, still being done at Lakeside Park or on the project at Lakeside Park.
Because park would like it for recreational purposes. We would like it for some flood mitigation. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it benefits us both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Mayor, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem. That's going to do it for today on the Community Connection.